This is Friday, July 6, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download is from the AV Profession, Episode 11. I am joined by David McNutt, talking about advice for your accounting team. David starts off explaining the difference between financial and managerial accounting.
Well, if you look at companies that we work with, right? Normally we come in and we go, okay, there's 50 people, there's, you know, $15 million. And the next thing we find out is there's two people in the accounting department.
Okay.
And so a lot of that is just the sort of day-to-day figuring out how to do invoices, how to collect, you know, how to provide information to the CPA if we're using an outside source. And most of that process is two things. One, it's always underappreciated. And two, it's always financial accounting. And if you think about the things that you need to run a business, A, you need more people than that in the accounting department, and you don't need to be looking at financial data. Financial accounting is what you would normally see as an income statement and a balance sheet. And the income statement at the end of the month or at the end of the year or the balance sheet at the end of the year is simply a snapshot of the company looking backwards, what happened in the past accounting period.
So historical data.
Yeah, it's historical data, and it's formatted in a way that you typically would like to see it: income, expenses, you know, G&A, selling expense, net profit, tax, you know, income before tax, and then taxes. So that's the financial side. Managerial accounting, we can pretty much do anything. For example, I have often reformatted a company's financial statements into the top line becomes what's called gross margin dollars. How much, if we subtract out all of the profit that we make on selling gear, and we just look at the company from the standpoint of its people, its labor, and the top line becomes gross margin dollars, it completely changes how you look at the company and the things that you might want to do to improve its performance and efficiency.
So how is the gross margin dollars different than looking at something historically then?
One, you can look at gross margin dollars historically.
Okay. Right?
What you want to be able to do, however, is to be able to look at gross margin dollars in the present.
Okay.
And that's what allows us to be able to manage a company much, much better. So why we might need a new accountant, why we might need a new CFO is because they don't have this vision of the company. And it takes a little bit of work to reformulate financial information into managerial information, and it takes a whole lot of work to get that information more and more real time as opposed to at the end of an accounting period.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.